Talk to the left.
Left.
Talk to the right.
Right.
And talk right down the middle. This is the Talk of the Town with Mike Walsh on B95.5 FM, WUTQ, 1550 and 1480 AM, WADR.
And 22 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Thursday morning. Talk of the Town show. As noted, a very busy day. Roanne Destito in today. We'll talk to her in just a couple of minutes. And, of course, we heard from Oneida County Executive Anthony Pacente. As well, this morning, we have from WKTV, Vic Betters. Vic, good morning. Welcome to you. How are you today?
Bad. A little cold out there. And I guess our meteorologists are concerned about some snow that might be coming a little bit later on.
They are concerned about some snow. But unfortunately, there's people that are concerned because they can't see the meteorologist. And that's kind of the perfect segue. I don't know if you presented that on purpose or not. But where do we stand right now, Vic? Before you do, for anybody that doesn't know and has possibly been living under a rock for the last, well, since December 16th, WKTV has pulled its programming from Time Warner, and that's where it stands. And I spoke to Stephanie Salinger a couple of days ago from Time Warner, and she told me that negotiations have just come to a complete standstill. Where do you stand?
Well, I think I can bring in an update on that. As you look week by week, and here we are, this is the third week, day 22 of this whole thing. What I find encouraging is that there actually is communication going back and forth. Communication is defined as emails. Mm-hmm. And so I look at that as progress in this situation.
These communications aren't necessarily negotiations.
Well, I think they're what you would say is the sprouts of negotiations.
Okay.
And then are we at the point where, you know, Mike and Vic are talking money? Well, we're not quite there yet, but okay. I think what we're doing is we've planted the seeds of all of that, and hopefully we're going to get some progress soon.
Okay. Can you qualify soon? Soon meaning in the springtime? Soon meaning, you know, maybe next week? No?
It better not be the springtime. I mean, I'm hopeful that, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps in the next 10 days you're going to see something.
Mm-hmm.
Significant progress. So I by that maybe by next Friday. At least that's my estimation and guess, but I'm not the negotiator, you know, for
Vic, there has to be an interest in KTV in getting this solved quickly. Because obviously there's revenue issues that are going to come into play when there are 70,000 fewer viewers suddenly, you know, the clients take note of things like that, and eventually people are going to, you know, start pulling schedules. Doesn't that tend to make you want to get back to the table a little bit quicker and maybe reach a compromise a little bit quicker?
I think what it does, you know, this past 3 weeks has shown to me, and I think to the owners of the television station, that we may have underestimated the true value of WKTV in our negotiation because of the outcry, the volume of concern. You know, question whether mm-hmm. this were another city and some other television station that didn't do news. I don't think there'd be quite an uproar about that. But we are in a unique position. And what we're seeing is an awful lot of anxiety and a lot of concern. In the last 3 days I'm going around town, there isn't a place I go where people don't ask me about it. If there weren't that concern, they wouldn't be talking to me.
While it's true that we may not have realized the full value of WKTV, I mean, is it possible that we can't realize the full value of WKTV without the full coverage?
Well, in theory, I think you're right.
Okay.
You know, unless you're back on Time Warner Cable, you're not going to realize the full value of all of this, and then that's the ultimate goal. But it has been and remains from the start, and to today, we're seeking the fair value of this. And it's not that much more than it would be for any other television station. Time Warner pays for WTR. Time Warner pays for WFXV. Time Warner pays for any other Big Four affiliate in upstate New York. It's paying zero and has paid zero up until this point. And so we're trying to get to the point of what is the fair market value. If WKTV were considered a factory and mm-hmm. we produce a product every day, and a distributor, which is Time Warner, takes that product and sells it and puts money in its pocket, why shouldn't we, as the factory maker, mm-hmm. receive something for that benefit?
Well, Stephanie Salinger had an answer for that, and I'd like to play that for you if I could, and just kind of get your response to it. Actually, I'd like to play a question from the original interview that we did and your response to that. And then play back Stephanie. So if you want to slap the headphones on for just a minute.
Sure.
I found it interesting what Stephanie had to say when I asked her a second time about a question that you had answered differently. Here goes. This is the original.
Well, what it's important to note is that all broadcasters sell their programs to us. So anything that we carry, we pay for.
Okay.
And so that's really the heart of the matter is, you know, a standstill between Smith Media, who owns WKTV, and Time Warner Cable, trying to reach an agreement on what each side considers fair market value to pay for the programming to bring WKTV on Time Warner Cable system.
So you are currently paying WKTV? Or were prior to this agreement not being reached?
Correct.
Okay, now here's your response to that, Vic, right here.
One thing that Stephanie said that I need to clarify.
Okay.
She said that WKTV is getting compensation from Time Warner right now. That it is incorrect. Never has. That is what this argument is about. Other broadcast television stations in upstate New York may be getting money from Time Warner, but we may be the very last one.
You're not getting a cent from Time
Zero.
Warner.
Zero. And I dare anyone to show an agreement that says that.
Now, I brought that back to Stephanie after you had said that, and here's the response that she gave me when cornered a second time to ask her flat out, do you pay WKTV to carry their programming? This was her response. Okay, when we had spoken originally, Stephanie,
right.
I interviewed you and then I interviewed Vic Vetters. Now, your position was that Time Warner had been paying WKTV to run their programming on your system, and Vic emphatically said no, that you'd never paid KTV. Where does that stand? Does Time Warner pay or prior to the divorce here, for lack of a better word, was Time Warner paying WKTV to carry its programming?
Well, what I said when KTV has benefited from a partnership with Time Warner Cable, meaning that we have built an infrastructure for them on our own dime, invested to bring mm-hmm. them onto a cable system, to bring them however many more thousands of viewers, allowing them to then broadcast to a much wider carriage audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we mean by the financial relationship, you know, which then obviously allowed them to have much better increased advertising revenue, et cetera. The game has never been that, or was rare, that we would pay broadcasters for what is actually free over the air. So mm-hmm. that's what we're saying now is what's new in this negotiation, which, by the way, we hadn't been negotiating for the past 5 years, which I know KTV has said, because that there wasn't a need for that. So it really was only in the past few months that we began actually talking with them this summer about how the game has changed and what we would consider to be fair and equitable on behalf of our customers.
Okay, so as I played that for you, Vic, there was an awful lot of eye-rolling going on. Now,
right.
You can see the difference in color between the first answer and the second answer.
Sure.
The first time, the question was, do you pay WKTV?
And she said yes.
And she emphatically said, yes, we do. Second time around, well, what I really said was, well, no, what you really said was, yes, that you pay them. Now the answer is more that you're being paid via the infrastructure that they've set up to carry WKTV into all these homes. And she also went on to say that Time Warner doesn't pay to broadcast what is free. And I'm not sure if by that she meant that Time Warner doesn't pay anybody. But here are two questions. First of all, you know, they provide that for every station. You know, they provide that infrastructure for
sure.
Every station. That money that they've laid out, they didn't lay out specifically for WKTV.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
For their entire network.
Right.
And
you hear the word benefited was the verb she substituted for the word pay.
Yes.
And you're right when you say that a clean, good cable signal benefits every local broadcaster, every cable signal that's on it. But that's a mutual benefit. It's good for Time Warner if they have the very best signal delivered into your home. It's also good for WKTV and every other television station. So there is mutual benefit in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we want to have a history lesson on the origins of cable television and the benefits to both sides, we can talk about that. But we're really talking about pay equals cash. That's the issue here. And Time Warner has, since roughly 2005, 2006, as all cable companies, have been paying little by little more and more to local television stations all across the country. So this is a trend that began about 5 or 6 years ago.
Are you following what's going on in Syracuse with the Sinclair Group?
Well, as a reader,
mm-hmm.
I am following on what's going on, yeah. And they had an extension for 2 weeks, and we'll see what happens next Friday.
Yeah, the 14th, I believe. That's they're supposed to come up with something by then. So we'll see what. But kind of a trendsetter has been WKTV in this whole thing. Not necessarily the way you want to set a trend, I guess. But
no, and I'm just concerned, about the what will go on in this community. The big X factor to me is, the unknown snowstorm, the mm-hmm. unknown accident, the unknown whatever story out there that is of concern to people, and they just can't get it. I'm sitting there watching the news from Scranton again last night, and it's like, that doesn't mean anything to me. Mm-hmm. It is irrelevant to me, and I don't see how a cable company can continue to have any relevance in this community when it doesn't show the local community its television station. I mean, this is the one. This is not like if it were to happen in Buffalo, Rochester, or Syracuse, where there were three other guys doing local news. We're the only guys doing it as a local broadcast station, and to me it doesn't seem like they have much credibility if they can't continue providing WKTV in the area. So let's just get down to the table and cut the deal. I think it could be done by 9 o'clock.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, and how it affects the viewers, I guess, is the biggest concern to everybody right now. You just addressed all of those issues. Vic, I'm going to let you go because I know that you have plenty to do.
Great.
And just keep us posted.
Next time I want to come back and tell you what it was like when it was all over. I mean, I just hope that's the case.
I'm sure it will be. We're optimistic that something's going to be done. Because, by the way, this is a nice segue to our next guest, some great local officials, working on behalf of, getting WKTV back on the air. One is Roanne DeCito. She's voiced her opinion.
Well, and this is one of the encouraging things. People bash public officials. And this is what goes on in the community. It's a tough job. I have now a little perspective of being on the other side of a microphone as I sit there and have mm-hmm. you interview me. And the one thing I can say is that here they are, and they're standing up, and they're doing the right thing, speaking not necessarily for WKTV's side or Time Warner's
no,
side.
No, for the viewers.
What is the best interest of the community? Mm-hmm. And I think when this is all said and done, they owe a world of thanks from both sides of this negotiation for just being able to stand up right and say this is what the community needs.
All right. Vic Fetters from WKTV. Vic, thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, and we will talk to you again hopefully soon under better circumstances. It is 26 minutes before 9.